newly ordained deacon was tidying up a church after Mass one day, and upon hearing the doors open, he looked up to see Jesus walking down the aisle. Dropping everything, the deacon ran full speed to the rectory, bursting through the door, yelling, "Father, Father!" The pastor looked up from the kitchen table and said, "Calm yourself, what is wrong?" The deacon blurted out, "I just saw Jesus in the church. What should we do?" The pastor jumped to his feet saying, "For goodness sake, man, look busy, look busy." I gather that most of us are busy. We are busy with our families, careers, school, and other interests. And at times it seems that once we are ready for one event, occasion, or deadline, our thoughts have already moved on to the next thing. Perhaps this weekend you found yourself thinking, "I cannot believe that Christmas is right around the corner," while putting away leftovers from Thanksgiving. And to that point, we are busy with shopping, decorating, and planning menus, and how else are we celebrating Christmas this year? But we must hurry. There are only 27 days left. Needless to say, we have very busy lives. But are we busy when it comes to matters of faith? Today begins the season of Advent, a period of time when the church surrounds us with reminders of the greatest event in the whole history of the universe, the incarnation of the Son of God who came to earth to be our Savior. The church gives us these reminders to help us get our hearts and minds ready to receive the special graces God wants to give us as we celebrate that event this year in the right now of our lives. And those same reminders are also meant to spark a personal examination of conscience. How is our relationship with Jesus, and what are we doing to deepen that relationship? If you wanted to sum up the meaning of Advent, this beautiful and solemn season of waiting, you can do it with just one question. What are you waiting for? Most people, I gather, would say they are waiting, preparing for Christmas, the birth of Jesus. Advent is something greater and deeper than what you see in stores or watch on TV. It transcends jingling bells, twinkling lights, and the endless holiday music playlists. Today's gospel that begins our Advent season suggests that there is something more to that answer. What we are really waiting for is the end of time. We are waiting for Jesus to come, not as a baby in a manger, but as a king in the clouds. We are waiting for our final judgment and the concluding event of history. This is not a time for sentiment, but for searching our hearts and making choices. Advent, by its very name, calls attention to the great event described in today's gospel. The Latin word Adventus is a translation of the Greek parousia, which refers to Christ's second coming. It is Christianity's most anticipated event. As we pray at every Mass, we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is important for us to consider that the Advent season does not commemorate what was, but anticipates what will be. This season calls us to be watchful for the presence of Jesus in our daily lives, to be ready to do what Jesus asks of us, to be holy by conforming our lives in the likeness of Jesus for the sake of others. Advent marks the beginning of a new liturgical year for the church, and just as the church prepares herself for the newness of the liturgy as she waits for our Lord's return, so too are we called to renew, re-examine, and reinvigorate our desire to deepen our relationship with Jesus during this time. Some aspects we consider are prayer. How do we pray, and what are we praying for? Are we embracing the intimate and sacred relationship that Jesus invites us to share with him when we pray? Scripture? Do we spend time reading the Bible, opening our hearts to what Jesus is telling us, and shaping our lives to reflect his teachings? Sacrifices. Are we committed to share our resources and talents to help build Jesus' kingdom here on earth, especially for the poor, the disadvantaged, and the marginalized? Confession. For those times when we miss the mark, do we seek Jesus' forgiveness and mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation so that day will not catch us by surprise like a trap? Mass. As we celebrate this heavenly banquet and embrace God's transformative grace, are we committed to bringing the saving message of the gospel into our daily lives and encounters with others? Friends, Jesus reminds us today to be vigilant at all times, to not grow complacent, to not let our hearts become drowsy from the distractions and anxieties of life. In our daily lives, that may not seem so easy for us to do. We might find ourselves distracted and overwhelmed, busy. Which brings us back to the question of Advent. What are you waiting for? What are we all waiting for? We are waiting for our Savior, the Prince of Peace. We are waiting for Jesus. We are waiting to raise our heads because our redemption is at hand. But are we ready? So as we leave Mass today, inspired by the Word of God and strengthened by the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, what are those things that we need to do so that we are busy, to be watchful, to be ready, and to be holy this Advent season and every day of our lives as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ?